What we've got on tap today for the training is we're going to have Brooke come on in just a little bit, and she's going to talk to us about the Thomason strategy with getting bloggers so that you can go and promote to the blog site and get some of your bottles sold and get some of those people to review. And the result is that you also get backlinks back to your site and links that you can put into the URL booster and such. So she's going to go over that strategy, but she did text me and say that she's running a little bit late. So what we'll do is go over what we're working on, how overview of how we're doing, because I guess each of our subgroups are kind of doing the accountability thing. But first, on the table is the Alphangillian method of getting 10 reviews, the kind of the cross promotion tier. So let me start off and say where we are on that. I
Wait,
have
Munger,
my
I don't mean to interrupt you. Can I have, I wanted to get your permission and everyone's permission first. I wanted to email my assistant the call-in number so she could join me in this.
Sure, that's
I'm
not a
going to be
problem.
having to
I
take
don't
my
think.
mom to the hospital, so I may have to get off a little early. But is that okay with everyone?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
Oh,
absolutely.
And we have to leave
okay.
at
I'll.
9. We have to leave at 9 here too sharp too. I have another gig I need to get on.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
Okay.
we're going to make sure that we're an hour on this call. So yeah,
Thank you.
Allie, go ahead with that. And in terms of that group, the way that my little tier is working, and by the way, this is Tuesday, September 17th for the recording. The way my little tier is working is that I have 10 names of people that I've checked with that said they'll play, and my task is to promote or promote Becky's product, the BCAPs, and she has sent me the email with what to send out to them with the coupon link, for getting their product, which I think you have a $2.50 price, right, Becky?
That's correct.
Okay, and so anyway, so I'm going to send that out this morning. In addition, Brooke is the one who's lined up 10 people to market my stainless steel water bottle, and I have sent her the email, with what to say for to her list, and so she's going to be sending that out. So that covers my end. Somebody else want to kind of report in on how you're doing on that?
I'm Jillian Hill. We too have sent our product details to Becky, and she's going to send them to her team. And we are waiting for Allie to send us her product details so we can send it to our team.
Does Allie have hers ready yet?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have your
Your
10, do you
promotion?
have a promotion set up yet there yet?
Yes, I have it set up. I got your email yesterday, so that we hadn't connected, and so I'll send over the VIP code to you. And mind you, you can do whatever you need to do to with your list. I know you have a specific way of doing it, which I thought was a great way. So you can use your way, and I'll send you over the copy if you want, and you can tweak it whatever you want to. I was just going to use a code. I did want to get some feedback from people on the process. I don't know when that's appropriate to ask that question or for feedback, but I did want to get some feedback on that.
What kind of feedback on your write-up or?
No, my only question is the way that I was going to approach it is just do a regular coupon code for the 99% off, and so that they got the 99% off and then reimburse them through either PayPal or a check, whatever way, your team, your people will need it. So that was my intention to do that. But my question for y'all is, what do you think about them doing it that low versus doing it for a price? I don't know how people are approaching it, and I wanted to get some feedback on the pros and cons of just doing a full 99% off for a verified review versus doing it in a different way, having them pay and then reimburse them the full price or whatever that looks like. So I want feedback.
I get you. So this is Alf here. We've had this conversation with some other groups we're in. We tend to do not too low, not like $1.99 too often, because it could raise too many flags. So, and if you think about it, let's say you have a product that's $20. Let's say you set it at $14.99. You just pay 20% on that $14.99 to Amazon, and then you collect money from your purchaser, but you also reimburse that. So it's not the end plus the cost of your product. So I think you'll appear more legit if you do it at a little bit of a reasonable, not total free price, you know. But you could also do $9.99 or $4.99 or something like that to do a massive sale. But doing $1.99 or 99% off, I personally think it's a little fishy. That's just my take on it.
So you would recommend doing something like, I don't know, my price point is 24. We've never gone lower than 1997. Doing something like 14.99, and then just reimbursing your team for the full amount of whatever they have to expend. Is that what you would recommend?
Yeah, I'm saying either 14.99 or 9.99. I think they'll probably be also okay, but that's up to you, right? But I think somewhere around there would probably be okay, but other people have a opinion on it too. So
yeah, we've set ours at 4.99.
Did you say 4.99?
Yes.
That's the price that you have. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you. That was very helpful. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Great. Now, a question for you, Allie. Do you have an email or a letter, you know, that whoever is sending out to their 10 people to promote your thing? Do you have that set up for someone?
Yeah, I have that set up. I took what Alf gave me as an example, and I tweaked it a bit for my list that I'm sending out to for Brooks products, and because I'm promoting Brooks products. So I've already started sending it out. She's already started to get orders in, and so that's how we're doing it. And I will send over to you what I've got. And Alf and Jillian, just feel free to tweak it whatever way you feel is appropriate. But I took your template and then tweaked it a bit, and I'm using that with the people who I think are techy enough to deal with it, and the other people I don't think are techy enough and they think their head will explode. I'll either do it for them or I've got to tweak it for them, because not everyone will be able to follow. At least in my close immediate friends, not everyone is as techy as I would like them to be.
Do you have your 10, Allie?
I'm sorry?
You have your 10?
Do I have my what?
Do you have your
10 people? Do you have your 10 people?
I have my 10 people.
Okay, great. The other thing, I don't know, not to get into it too much, but one thing to say in the email is to say, I'll be happy to write a review for you for somebody that doesn't want to do it or it feels like they have to tweak their head. And I found that to be very helpful, because people, then you get to say what you want and you make it very easy for people. And the more easy you make it for people, they're going to come back and do it again. So we have to really think about that.
Would you like me to send you some reviews to use? Because I have reviews in the can that I can send you along with the thing, so if they contact you, you can just hand them one at a time. Would that be helpful for you?
I think, Allie, this is Jillian. I think if they ask for it, then we can get that from you.
Perfect.
Okay, great. So Alf and Jillian, do you guys have what you need from the group to do the two ends of this?
We're just waiting for the product promotion details from Ali, but we're set with our 10 people.
Okay, all right, great. So, Ali, you're clear on what they need from you.
I'm totally clear on what they need. I got that yesterday, so I'm going to create a new coupon code for y'all, and I'll get that out for you today. It will probably be in a few hours. once I take my mom to the doctor.
Thank you.
And one other important thing, guys, is we need to at least have a window of 36 hours, I think, that we give people, because that's, I think, a minimum, because people are moving about and suddenly get busy and stuff like that. So
I'm going to even suggest longer than that. I mean, that's, you know, people, friends aren't going to move that fast, even though you ask them to. Mm-hmm. You know, so the longer the better. Becky's given me a 2-week window. So I'm gonna focus on that. Brooke, have you arrived yet? Okay, let me just text her.
So my nurse is to can I just comment while you do that?
Yes.
2 weeks, and now I'm starting to think that you lose momentum, because I've heard people say, although I don't know firsthand, that Amazon gives you a higher boost if you compress them. So that's why we're compressing them. So I personally wouldn't do 2 weeks. That's just me. That's too long, and also it loses momentum and urgency for people doing it, but more importantly for your ranking and your review and your push by doing this. So I wouldn't do it any more than 3 days, and I would also not include Friday, Saturday, Sunday personally. I would do it during the week because people are around. That's another thing I also found.
And also mind is this, another thing is, by the time they receive the product, then they have to wait for a while before they review it. Yeah. So you're losing more time there.
And we're trying to stay with Prime customers if we can, because of the speed of things. So there's a few things there. Not to try to complicate things, but there's a few things to keep in mind.
Okay, and what was the thing that you said, Jillian?
Oh, I said that by the time they receive it, you know, if they're not Prime, it's going to take longer for them to receive it, and then they have to write a review only after they've used it a couple of times, right? So you may be wasting a little more time.
Looking at 3-4 weeks here now before you get your reviews.
Okay, all good points. So
I did 24 to 48 hours to the people I've started to send it out to, and saying that it expired within that time frame, and I've had a good response.
Okay, wonderful. Becky, how about you? Is there anything that you need regarding either end of this strategy?
No, the question that I was going to ask was basically the time frame. I thought, Elf and Jillian, I thought yours showed 1 day, and I think 36 hours is reasonable, but I don't think 1 day is.
It's 2 days, Becky. So it's
four
in the morning on the 18th, and it ends midnight on the 19th. So it's basically the whole of 18 and the whole of 19.
So it's 2 days worth.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool. Okay, excellent. So,
Bless you.
Thank you now. Let's see what people are doing, in terms of rather than going over the specific accountability for the week, because that's what our little subgroups are for, but in terms of specific techniques that you're using that are new this week to get, some massive reviews, if everybody shares that, then maybe the others of us will get some, good creative ideas that will boost momentum. Okay, so let's see. I'll just kind of start here, and looking at yesterday. Okay, so all right. So I'm going to finish the reviews project. I wanna run, a coupon promotion outside of this thing that we've just been talking about, to try to get, 50 purchases, rapidly, and to incentivize them, with the review club, that we've been talking about. So to give, to give a nice price on it, get a lot of purchases and make it worth their while, because if they act, then, they can be part of the reviews club and get other products. So in order to do that, excuse me again. I'm sorry about my cough this morning. In order to do that, I'm going to look at, at something like a Facebook group promotion, or maybe even the Thomason technique, from Brooke. But the other thing that I'm going to do, came as a result of the mastermind group that I'm in with Alf and Jillian. Our call last night is they, urged me to get a PPC campaign going, and so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work on a PPC campaign so that at the same time we're building the reviews, we're moving via PPC our ranking up on stainless steel water bottles, so that moves up in the listing from the third page up to the first page, so that we can get the benefit of the increased reviews. So point being that getting a bunch of reviews fast while you're at the same time, increasing the positioning of the ranking of your product, that's an important thing. So the PPC and reviews go together. So that's my bit. How about others?
Are you, Todd, when you say PPC, do you mean Amazon PPC, or are you talking about Google? What are you focusing on?
Well, I have an Amazon ads thing running, and it's getting me a few sales, not gangbusters, plus, they're still kind of secretive on their algorithms, so it's a hit or miss. I am going to work on Facebook ads, but I think initially I'm going to do a Google pay-per-click campaign. And I don't have the details worked out on that yet, but I'm going to do one that I can set up real quick and start to drive some traffic. And I'll share that, once I get it implemented, but that's the goal for this week. Okay, how about others?
You talk a lot, so somebody else can go. This is Alf.
So, Ali, let's look at what you had here. Maybe you want to expand on any of these. I'm sorry. I got to show my screen here again. Okay. So, all right. There you go, down here.
Okay, Ali, thanks. Yeah, I'm follow up on what started. Yes, I'm following up with the different people, the 10 people, and the other reviews that I've got out to people. So that's definitely what I'm doing. The Thomason site, we just uploaded the images that we're going to be using. So we will be executing a Thomason campaign, so to speak, this week. I'm following up with the mastermind reviewers. Becky's already done hers. Brooke has already done hers. I am going to reach out to the other mastermind members to continue to do it. I'm not as concerned as you guys are about Amazon freaking out about the backlinks back and forth and all that stuff. So I'd like to get those as some of the reviewers. I'm more focused on getting any reviews at all so that I can start pushing it up, because I think one of the critical things that is so different is, based on what you told me, Minders is just my reviews. I've only got 4 right now, so that's why I wanted to push this. So I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get it. So I'm going to follow up with people there. And Amazon ad, I'm going to endeavor to do this week as well. I have not done that. I know Brooke has done Amazon ads, but you guys are ahead of me in that, who have actually placed Amazon ads. So I'm at the very beginning and even learning how to do that. So I'd like to focus on that this week as well. And we have purchasers, a few purchasers, a couple have been repeat purchasers, which is phenomenal to me since it's a pal. So we talked to Amazon already and asked them how's the best way to approach these people. We don't want to like violate any Amazon rules. So I want to reach out to at least a couple of the purchasers and ask them for reviews. And that feels a little risky to me since I don't know what they'll say, but I'm figuring with the couple that have already purchased and repurchased, I'm assuming it'll be good. So those are my strategies today.
Okay, so your your leverage strategy, which is what we were focusing on here, is reaching out to the using the Thomason strategy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all of those to me are leveraged in different ways, but yeah, that's the biggest leverage. Yes.
Okay. So all right, that's cool. Hold on one second. Let me do an off camera cough here. Got that little tickle in my throat. Okay. So that's awesome. Now, when I'm thinking ahead here a little bit, and if Brooke doesn't make this call because she got tied up in some way, she indicated that she was tied up, she was stuck in some way, maybe traffic or whatever. What I'm going to do is I am going to get with her and I'm going to Camtasia record the thing that she was going to present on this call. So we'll cut the call short in a minute if she's not on, so that, you know, you'll have the same amount of time spent by watching the video. But I want to make sure that each week, you know, we have a turnkey system to get another, you know, to get reviews in a different way. And so that's how we'll handle Brooks, if that's okay with you guys.
Sure.
Okay. So, Allie, while I'm thinking about it, you know, the Thomason site, the blogging, that seems like, you know, a significant strategy. So it probably wouldn't hurt to, you know, to get two bits of perspective on it. So would you be willing to share next week, you know, for our live training, exactly what you do to set up that campaign, you know, and kind of show us your, you know, your emails or your letters to blog people, whatever you do, kind of as a little implementable sequence that we can have.
Sure. The other thing that happened this week that I forgot to mention is I did reach out to to one of the top reviewers on Amazon and sent her a very nice email. I don't know if you all, I'm sure you all know, but I'll forgive me if I'm repeating, that there are top-ranking reviewers on Amazon. And I approached the number one person, and she is willing to do a review for me. Again, it's, you know, I don't know if she'll like it or not. They have a reputation to keep, so it's kind of a risk in that way. But she is the number one ranking person. I haven't reached out to anybody else yet, but I did reach out to her, and I'm happy to show you the email that I sent to her to ask her to review my product.
Okay. I would love to see that. Out.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
That would be great, Ellie.
Yeah.
Sure.
Great. Yeah.
How did you find the top reviewers?
I'm sorry?
How did you find the top reviewers?
There's a strategy of doing that as well. So if you want to do Thomason, or I can do the strategy on finding top reviewers, there's a Google search that you do to find the top reviewers, and it's Strand, because Amazon ranks them. She also emailed me back how, because I just was really honest. I said, look, I've never done this before. I'm new to Amazon, and this is my product. Forgive me if I'm breaking etiquette rules and approaching you this way, but I, you know, this is my deal. And she was so sweet. I even offered to interview her. And she said, no, I don't, you know, I don't want to be interviewed as to how to approach top reviewers, but you did it the right way. Because I had already researched on Google. I Googled, how do you get top rankings on Amazon? So I started to research on Google how to do that and watched a few videos on that people had put out there, mainly for getting ranking on books, but you just translate it to products. And so if you there's a Google search that I'll send you all the emails and stuff, and you can get up to speed pretty quickly on that. I only did one so far, but, I mean, obviously we could approach a bunch of them. They just, that's what they do. But you have to send them the product offline directly to them. At least that's what I've gotten so far from her. And they can't be influenced in any way. So it's very, very independent.
Okay. So what do you guys think if we have next week, if we have Allie present, you know, the system as best as she's figured it out in order to approach reviewers on Amazon?
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Definitely.
So that'll be the one rather than a Thomason for you next week.
That sounds good.
Okay, great. Becky, you know, I know you're getting ready to go to Philadelphia this week to make your presentation.
I fly out tomorrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know if you, you know, are going to maybe have any ideas. What would be the next leverage strategy that you would implement? You know, you probably don't have time this week, but what would be the next one?
Well, I want to follow up with the 10 reviewers, but I believe I'd like to try the PPC ads that you were talking about. I don't know Elf and or Minders. I'm not sure. If you're running the PPC ads on Google, are you running the Amazon-sponsored ads, or are you running the Facebook ads when you say that? Could you elaborate on that a little bit more? Because that sounds interesting to me.
Well, I have Amazon ads that I've been running for about a month. And so I just have that campaign to continue to run and work on tweaking it. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to go, you know, after PPC. And so basically, you know, precisely what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a Google ad. I say PPC, I mean Google PPC. So I'm going to create a Google ad that offers a deep discount for my product. Okay. I'm going to target it, you know, to the keyword stainless steel water bottle. And when people click on the ad, it's going to go to a page on my website that I'll set up, you know, real easily, that explains how the coupon works, and, you know, probably, you know, if you buy here, you're eligible to get other products with the review club and so forth. And then the link on that page will take them to, you know, to the order page, you know, directly to the order link. And so that's the strategy. The finer pieces of it, you know, I haven't designed yet, but that's is as simple as that.
Okay. So, because I'd be kind of interested in seeing how you set up the whole PPC process for Google, as well as, you know, maybe Alf and Jillian, you've already done that already, and run some ads that way. I've run PPC.
We have not, Becky, not on Google PPC. We are all on Amazon, inside Amazon, running ads there for all our products.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that may be my first step, because I'm already running ads on Amazon from other products. So I have to check with Karen. She might already be running ads on the B-caps. So I was thinking outside of Amazon. I was thinking maybe more Facebook, but that's just something I have to learn a little bit more about. I've actually run Facebook ads before to get likes to Facebook pages, but I really haven't run it for ads that aren't on a Facebook page, any of my Facebook fan pages. So I'll have to think about it. I, you know, my mind's kind of been in this presentation mode and this week. So when I get back, I'll jump back into that to see what my next promotion is. So I don't have anything solidified at this time.
Okay, cool. How about you guys, Alf and Jillian?
Okay, do you want to take it? We can give a quick update. So some of this a little bit repeat, but some of this maybe just kind of solidifying what's working here. So when we started with our campaign, we made a Google Doc that Jillian and I share, and we made a list of 1 through 125. Like I said, we set people, so we set our goal a little higher. We'll end up somewhere in the close to the top. That's our hope. And we put the names down. We color code it. I mean, just more of a technical thing that we're doing. Color code the date that I send them the invitation out. I use an orange for that. Once they reply back that they got it and will do it, I mark it green. And then once it's actually done, we mark it purple. That's our color code. Doesn't matter what color code you use. So Jillian knows what that means. I know what it means. I can track it. I could follow up with people. I bump them again if I haven't heard from them. And again, as you know, I use an audio recording to reach them personally, which I found extremely powerful. But it takes a while to do this. So we went from 5 reviews to 2017 to 35 right now.
We are writing the reviews for them, yeah. So it takes a long
time. So that's the other thing we do. Jillian is great at writing, so she writes through all the reviews for everyone. We use another Google Word doc. The first doc we use is a spreadsheet because it's easier with the people. The other doc is a Word doc where we type up the reviews. We say, here's the headline. We mark that out. Here's the body text. And then we attach a name to who we send that review to, because you must stay organized on that, because if you send the same review to two different people, you can get in big doodah with Amazon, because they'll start seeing that it's the same review being used. And then we do a strike through once that review has been used, and that also helps us later as we go forward. We could spin that, we have something called Spin Rewriter. We could spin that review, but also we will know who has written a review if we don't know their pen name. So we can do a search by some keywords in that review when we search for the review to actually see if they did the review or not. So we just put like a little system in place that helps us stay organized. It's nothing more than making a list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through all the numbers and the names and the dates. So you should easily be able to set up something yourself too. But I don't think it's really necessary to share a document like that. But if you guys want me to, I'll be happy to. But it's so that just helps us stay organized and on track. And we're some days we're doing a bunch, some days we're not doing a lot. But I think the first day, I think we must have done 50 or 60. We just busted them out. And we have a few more follow up on. So that's kind of our strategy so far.
Okay, couple of questions. It would be helpful if you sent out, that document just to get us a sense of how each of us a sense of how we could be better organized in approaching this.
Sure.
You know, just as show and tell.
That would be great.
Yep. You know, that would be awesome. And the other thing is, it sounds like you've identified, 125 people specifically that you're targeting, and doing these audios and so forth to reach your goal. Is that the way you're doing it?
Yeah.
We've just listed them down, minders. We haven't asked them all.
We're going through the list.
Okay. Okay. And why that versus, like a Facebook event or some other group thing?
I want to go to warm leads. That's basically it. And many of them I haven't talked to for a while, but I know them very well. It's just because life goes on, right? So you get busy. But I'm reaching out to people that very often I haven't talked to for maybe a year or 2 years, but I've known them for 20 years. So, I don't know if you have circles of friends you go in and out of sometimes, but you still...
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm just reaching out to warm people. I give them an update. I send them a personal audio message. They love hearing from me. I love hearing from them. So it's just a nice way to connect. But the audio message is really key here. I think I really hit on something good because they are responding to it. So I just record that with my iPhone or iPad or what have you.
Question for you. You've got your list of people you haven't connected with for a while, but you're going to reach out to them now. I think, one, I'm totally impressed, because I have to say I'm nervous to do that, because I feel guilty that I haven't connected with these people in a while, so I'm impressed and you inspire me. I appreciate your candor with it. The second thing is what do you say to them?
Yeah. I have a good story, though. I can say, hey, this is Alf. I haven't talked to you for a while. I'm reaching out for a special request because I'm struggling with my immigration issue right now. And I started an app.
That is the truth.
And that's the truth, too, actually. So, and I need help in just getting rankings. You don't need to buy anything. All I'm wondering, if you have an Amazon account that's active, and I'll send you the review. Here's the link. Can you help me? I need your help. I would love to catch up with you. Give me a bus one of these days. Let's catch up. So, I mean, it's a 60 to 90 second message, and I give them a quick update.
And you send this email to them via the iPhone as well, or do you also, how do you do that?
I'll tell you. So I record a message on my iPhone.
Right.
And I just attach it in an email. So it's very efficient for me. I don't need to call them and get stuck on a call. Don't mean to say that in a bad way, because that's going to take you much longer time. So the beauty is I record a message, attach the audio message in an email, and fire off the email.
I love that. Thank you. Because that was my other concern. It feels like I have to sit there and talk, particularly with women. For another friggin' hour. I didn't have the time to do that. So that that's inspiring and efficient. I love that. Thank you for that share.
Yeah, it's very efficient. So, and some people say they're not able to play the audio message. And then I'll just write it out very quickly for him. Here's what I'm looking for. Here's what I will say.
Okay, that's awesome. And just curious, are you using the standard, record feature on your iPhone, or are you using a recording app, a special app?
You know, it's on the iPhone, it is a blue microphone. I think it's a standard one that comes with it.
Yes.
I think it's called Voice Memos. if you tap on that, you see a record button. I record it. Then I just take that and I say share, and an email window comes up. I have an option if I want to share it on email or Facebook or Twitter. I choose email and I email it directly to them, and it just attaches as a little attachment.
Okay.
If you want to text and email me a recording, and I can do the same for you to see if it gets to you, I'm happy to do that exchange. You
can just
say, "Hey, Ali, this is a test," and then I'll tell you how it came across, and I'll do the same for you.
All right, great. And Alf, does it go as an MP3, so that everybody can open it, or is there a special format that goes out?
I think MP4. Now, there is another program, and I think I mentioned that. If you go into your mail program, and this should work for both PC and Mac, I think, there's something called Extra Voice Recorder Lite. Again, Extra Voice Recorder Lite. It's free. And you can record right from your computer and drag and drop it right into your body of your text and your email. And that gets attached as an audio file as well. This is an extremely efficient way to answer emails, too. That will save you a heck of a lot of time unless you're a really quick typer. But it's just a very efficient way. I prefer to answer many of my emails by audio because I can say exactly what I want much faster and more to the point.
That's very cool. I like it. Excellent. So just one last strain of thought regarding this, and that is, Jillian, how have you streamlined this, the reviews, spinning the reviews so it's not a, time prohibitive process?
We don't all have
someone working in tandem with us on this. I have Deb, but her time is very limited during the school year. So how have you streamlined that, or what can you recommend to streamline that?
Actually, I haven't started the spin rewriter yet, but I look at other reviews, so our competitors' reviews, and I just write, copy a few points from there, and I write my own.
Another trick to miners and the gang, I use my recorder too when I'm out and about. I think I have an app that I need reviews for too. I just record a review. So then I have it in audio, and I could send that to my VA, or I could type it up later when I have that inspiration when I go out and about. Say, oh, that's easy to say. Oh, that's a different way of saying it. And then I just type it up later.
Awesome. Okay. Well, this has been great. So we've heard from everybody on their leverage strategies. We've set up that, and we've gotten a great training here from Alf, which is awesome, and Jillian. We've set up that next week, Allie's going to give us, the step-by-step on doing her process, which... Let me look again, see again what we determined that was going to be. Remind us what that's going to be again, Allie.
It's on connecting and asking for reviews from the top reviewers on Amazon.
Ah, okay, excellent. And then I'm going to get with Brooke to get the training that we were supposed to get on the call here today, and I'll get that out to you guys. With that, we'll go ahead and end early. Anybody have any last comments or thoughts?
Not from us. This is
no,
Alpha.
Not really.
Okay, great. And Becky, just for your benefit, we're not going to have our mastermind group tomorrow. Allie and Brooke and I talked about we're gonna disband that larger group because the other two aren't participating, and we'll go on from here. This will be our thing for now.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, have a great week. Let's keep communicating, and we'll talk next Tuesday at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye. Have a great trip, Becky.
Oh, thank you.